The peaceful events of the story of Ruth are set against the somber and violent background of the Book of Judges, which was a time of frequent apostasy and anarchy in Israel. The people became idolatrous, decadent, and weak whenever they forsook the Lord. Then they would reap the tragic harvest of war, oppression, and misery because God had withdrawn from the disobedient nation. Yet in spite of the turmoil of that era, some Israelites were able to lead a peaceful and godly life in the land. The beautiful story of Ruth is a striking example of God's grace in troubled times. The author of the book is unknown, but it would appear that it was written during or just after David's reign. The genealogy at the end of the book places the story of Ruth in the third generation before King David, when Israel began to be oppressed by the Philistines. The book presents an important link in the messianic family from which our Lord came some 1,100 years later. It is the story of the kinsman redeemer, and as such, prefigures the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great kinsman redeemer of his people. In the days when the judges ruled, there was an Israelite called Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. They had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. The family lived in Bethlehem of Judah, on the property that had been acquired by their forefathers after the conquest of Canaan. They were godly people. The name Elimelech means, "My God is King." Then difficult days came to Israel, and there was a severe famine in the land. Elimelech took his family and set out for Moab, a pagan country lying to the east of the Dead Sea. After a journey of about 80 kilometers, they arrived in the countryside of Moab and settled there for a while, intending to return as soon as the famine in Israel was over. But one day Elimelech died, and Naomi was left with her two sons. Mahlon and Chilion both married Moabite women. One was called Orpah and the other Ruth. About 10 years later, Naomi's sons also died. So Naomi was left alone with her two daughters-in-law. When she heard that the Lord had come to help his people and that there was food again in Israel, she prepared to return home. With Orpah and Ruth, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. On the way, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you, as you have shown to me and my sons who are dead. The Lord grant that each of you may find peace in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept and said, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi replied, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Even if I now had a husband and gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? No, my daughters, return home. It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone against me." At this they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth refused to leave. "Don't urge me to leave you," she said. "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me." Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, so she no longer urged her to go back. Orpah returned home, but Ruth continued with her mother-in-law until they came to Bethlehem. When they entered the town, the people were very moved on seeing them. The women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. He has brought misfortune upon me." The name Naomi means pleasant, while Mara means bitter. The two women arrived in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. Ruth and Orpah both came from a pagan culture. As they had married pious Israelites, they had learnt about the God of Israel. Orpah, however, did not persevere with the Lord. She returned to her family and her idols, and was never heard of again. But Ruth remained firm in the faith and received her reward. She figures in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next episode, Boaz.